بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Enmity of arrogant powers towards Iran originates from Leather's anti-arrogance and colonialist spirit. This is the part of a televised speech delivered on January 9, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the anniversary of an uprising by the people of Qom on January 9, 1978.
The January 9th uprising was a brilliant combination of zeal and rationality. I wish to present a brief explanation to make it clear how successful this uprising has been in the area of rationality. The goal of the tyrants was to shatter Imam's sanctity. The decision to write that article in the Ittila'at's newspaper was not a sudden, abrupt decision. It was pursuing a major goal. They wanted to shatter and destroy Imam's greatness in the public's opinion. That was why they wrote that article. If the strong fists of the people of Qom had not struck the chest of the tyrants on January 9th, those attempts would have continued. They would not have been satisfied with just that article. They would have written many articles, books, and stories, and they would have made films and other such things in order to bring down Imam's status in the eyes of the people. In fact, they wanted to destroy the axis of the movement. Imam was the pivotal point of the great movement of the people, which was gathering strength on a daily basis.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The security services of the tyrants were witness to that. Therefore, they wanted to destroy the axis and center of that movement by adopting such a measure. The tyrants relied on the support of the US. They were confident that the US would support them if they decided to make a move in this regard. They wished to accuse Imam of extremism and violence, and if anyone supported that great personality, they would have put pressure on him. The US was behind them, so they were confident that their moves would not lead to a global reaction and the like. As you know, Carter was in Tehran in those days in January 1978, celebrating the new year with the Shah of Tehran. At that time, he said that Iran, Pahlavi Iran, is an island of stability. One of the wrong statements he made, making it clear how wrong their calculations were. At the present time, too, the US continues to make wrong calculations. But this was the saying that Iran is an island of stability. Therefore, the tyrant, Mohammad Reza, felt that the situation was completely ready for him to extinguish the movement by destroying our magnanimous Imam.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.